This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, number's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio is definitely in a full swing on this beautiful A Choosy Tuesday. And this Tuesday, we are choosing Ben September. I did promise you that I'm going to be, you know, having a conversation with this singer-songwriter and storyteller. He goes by the name of Ben September. We got introduced to him when Breakfast in Soweto was dominating the charts, man. He is here now to share with us some new music. Good afternoon, my brother. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good afternoon, man. I'm all right. It's a bit chilly, but I'm okay. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm guessing you are in, you know, another province, because where I am right now in Limpopo, the sun is out. It is blazing. It's just, it's a tad bit windy.
Yeah, you're done this way, man. So, hey, the weather's a bit tricky this time.
No, as long as you're warm, bro. As long as you're warm.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. So, look, for someone that has never heard of Ben September before, right, how would you describe this gentle gent?
I don't even know where to begin, man. I describe myself differently every other time, but this has been September, a singer-songwriter, aspiring to be one of the greats, talent in the R&B space, and, yeah, all-around wholesome guy.
No, all right. That's also good. Now, let's speak about the music journey, man. When did it start? When did Ben September realize that, you know what, this is something that he would love to do for the rest of his life?
I started making music late 2019, early 2020. Like, that's just trying to take it seriously. Mm. And I only realized later, I think, when I was making Breakfast and Soweto to Press KB that, okay, I really want to do this thing full time. Mm. And then I wasn't really given much of a choice when it didn't work out, because of course phased out while I was about to finish. And yeah, it was one of those, like, I have to do this full time now.
Makes sense. Now, but speaking of which, you know, that moment when you're like, I need to just start focusing and doing this full time. Has there ever been, you know, a moment where, you know, you had doubt about the music industry, your role in it, and how did you fight these feelings and, you know, that sense of doubt?
I mean, doubt creeps in every other, you know, when setbacks happen.
Yeah.
Or when you don't get the desired results that you want. One thing I do to help with that is just, you know, I look into the light, that is, the people that are there cheering for me, and so on and so forth, yeah.
So, I mean, we got introduced to you when Breakfast, you know, in Soweto dropped, as you mentioned, and how did that collab, you know, come about, and how did you feel, you know, seeing that song do amazingly well?
Well, I don't know. It was just like, I was just grateful to be doing something bigger than I usually do with an artist like Prince KB, like an artist of that caliber.
Yeah.
I first did not like the song.
Wow.
It was a new sound that I got introduced to. It was just one of those, like, I'm working with Prince KB. I'm so uncertain about the song that I did not like it. I didn't even listen to the song for, like, I think a month and a half. Here and there, you know?
Yeah.
Playing on the radio and so on and so forth. I'd never caught the song playing on radio. Till this day, I haven't caught the song playing on radio.
Ever
since it dropped. But yeah, man, even the mixing and mastering of, like, the vocals, it's like, when you do other genres, like, it's different, because I'm used to, like, a certain way of, like, mixing and mastering of vocals. Yeah. But KB does it completely different. Not saying that it's bad, but he just does it so different that I wasn't used to it. I was like, okay, I don't want to listen to the song. It's only later on where it was like, okay, actually, when my palate grew, I was like, oh, okay, this makes sense, actually. And then I started listening to it.
That is so dope, man. But, like, how did your, you know, music relationship with Kavelo, with Prince KB, come about?
Well, he hit me up on Instagram, man. I was just posting videos of myself singing, like, the songs I put out, I mean, you know, like the usual, like, promos and stuff, and, like, things in between to showcase my talent.
Yeah.
And, I just got a DM one day randomly. I was just going through Instagram and I saw in my request, there's an extra notification that day I decided to check and I saw it was a verified account. I go in, Prince KB, I'm like, this can't be sense. This can't be him, right? So then I go in and I check and I ask my little brother to please just check if this is the actual Prince KB. He's like, yeah, it's him. He's like, why? I'm like, no, don't worry about it. I just don't want to tell him what was going on. So then, yeah, and then from there, it's been, yeah, just pull up the studio, let's just see what we can do. And it's been like that. We have like a customer source bit also. It's not just a once-off thing. Yeah. He works when he wants to work. I'm always available to work.
That is so dope. That is so dope, man. So, I mean, we are here today because of your new offering. You know, your new song is out and the EP's on the way, right?
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about that. Tell us about the upcoming EP, man. What is the name and when are we expecting the drop?
The 22nd of this month, God willing, it will drop. The EP is about, metaphorically, it's a metaphor.
Okay.
About seven actual girls. I just want to get that out of the way. About seven actual girls.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, please. I don't want to be answering questions. I don't have the answers to you.
Hey, man, we have a right to ask those questions. You must just keep on answering those questions.
I'll try my best to answer them in the way that you'd like to, you know, that you like to hear. But no, definitely, it's just a whole metaphor. However you interpret the term seven girls. For me, the songs are the seven girls. If you were to flip it, it's one girl with seven personalities. If you want, you can seven literal girls, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So it's just, it's that. However you're able to interpret it in a way that makes sense, then it fits. Because when you hear the songs, it's like, oh, okay, now we get it.
All right. So if a man loves the song so much and gets seven girls because of this EP, he can go and say, baby girl, you know what? Ben September put something out. I needed to see if this thing works. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it's definitely they can, but like one thing I know is that the women always put on the guys. The guys never put the girls on. You know what I mean?
Now, I hear you.
He could have seven girls putting him on to this one EP. You understand?
Not true. But who did you work with? Are there any names maybe that you want to drop that you worked with on the EP?
Oh, definitely. We have production from Shivo. Okay. Shivo Manzini, he's a producer.
Mm.
Amazing, phenomenal producer. A friend of mine, Flower Boy, who's also a feature there. Detelo. Who else? Hey, there's a song that we're not sure if it's going to land there. But should it land, should we make it on the EP? It's produced by Flame, and he's a feature on it.
All right, now, one time, man. But as we wrap it up, what would you like to say, you know, to the fans of Ben September?
I'd like to say thank you so much for your support. It's been great. It's been humbling. Please stick around for more because there will be more on top of the more. There'll be more shows, more songs to drop, more content, more meet and greets. Even if they catch me in public, don't be scared to say hi. I don't bite.
Yeah.
We all regular people.
Nah, most definitely. Ben September, my brother, thank you so much for taking your time to join us on the show. We're about to drop the new one called Samba. Can't wait to hear what you have in store for us with the upcoming EP. But have yourself a fantastic day further.
Thank you so much for having me and have yourself a wonderful day too.
Peace, bro.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.